You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Welcome back, my sexy friends. You're listening to another episode of the Health Smut Podcast, and today we're going to talk about a mantra that I use with a lot of my clients and even myself. And that mantra is just a little bit better. So what the fuck does this even mean, right? Just a little bit better. What that means is, how can you make whatever it is that you're doing today for your health, for your quest for health, as you start to distance yourself more and more from the diet culture side of things, but you still really want to be healthy, how do you navigate that? And I suggest just a little bit better. When you go into your workout, how can you be just a little bit better? Does that mean you push yourself to go a little bit harder because you know you can today? Does being just a little bit better today mean honoring your energy and doing a little bit less? When it comes to how you choose to eat, when you put together your meal, look at it. How could it be just a little bit better? Because often we think that in order to eat healthy, we can't have things like pizza or a bag of Skittles, or somehow it's not okay to have an Eggo waffle with whipped cream and chocolate syrup on it for breakfast. And I challenge that. I challenge that because who the fuck says that's not healthy? So in those events that you want to have that thing, instead of restricting it, instead of telling yourself, I can't have this, because that is where you uphold diet culture, right? In that I can't have this, you put the morality on food. That is the diet culture side of things. Those are the messages we've been told our whole life. And if we want to counteract that message, we choose to still have that meal, but then we say, how can I make it just a little bit better? So does that mean, cool, I have pizza and I add a salad? I have a bag of Skittles, but I had a well-rounded meal beforehand. I have my Eggo waffle with whipped cream and chocolate syrup for breakfast, and I eat a well-rounded meal of a protein, carb, and a produce at lunch. As you go into your day, how can you be just a little bit better? How can you be your own best parent? Does that mean you start getting strict on yourself to actually turn your fucking phone off when you say you're going to? Turn the TV off when you say you're going to? Actually get those 7 hours of sleep that you keep saying that you want to, that you want to get better sleep, but then you don't commit to that. Or you tell yourself, I will drink more water, and then somehow you don't. So instead of putting this pressure on yourself to get everything perfect, to get it all right, to eat all the right foods, to do the right amount of workouts, to look the right way, what if you just focused on how can I be just a little bit better than yesterday? How would that mantra change things for you? Because that fine line really comes with, for instance, myself. I love a high intensity workout. I love them so much. I love to push really hard. I love to challenge myself. But sometimes I was doing it to my own detriment because I wasn't well rested. I was over caffeinated, possibly hungover, even though I didn't feel it. And I would go to the gym and I would push myself to the max because, one, I really like doing hard workouts. Excuse me. I really, really, really like doing hard workouts. But in doing that, I wasn't being good to my own body. I was pushing my body further than it really had to go. So in that instance, how could I have been just a little bit better to myself? Maybe I could have listened to how I was feeling and opted to not do the high intensity workout that day and just lift at a lighter weight. Maybe I could have chosen to go for a walk instead and then make sure I got a quality night's sleep and chose to do the hard workout the next day. So we have this really sort of fucked up idea, this delusion, and it's not our own fault, it's what's been fed to us, that you can't change things around, right? There's like, we construct these rigid plans for ourselves, and we tell ourselves that if we can execute this plan perfectly, then we will get X result. But then when we don't get X result, we get really mad and we punish ourselves, or we feel like shit because, well, I followed the fucking plan, why didn't it work? Like most things in life, progress isn't linear. Plans don't always work out. You have to be willing to be flexible, right? You have to be willing to be flexible. And your ability to be flexible in things will bring you greater results and greater success, more longevity of health, more happiness. And that's tied to the mantra, that mantra of just a little bit better. Right? Because as every day we strive to be just 1% better than we were yesterday, and not 1% better all across the board, because that's too hard as well. You can't think that I will be 1% better at everything I do today, because that in itself is too much of an extra stress, of an extra load. But you can say, how can I be 1% better at this one thing today? How can I be just a little bit better at this other thing tomorrow? And over time, that culmination of 1% better on top of 1% better on top of 1% better on top of 1% better, it adds up, right? It will add up a lot faster than telling yourself, I need to be 100% better today. And then the next day you're so wiped out, you do 0%. And then you think, okay, I have to be really good again the next day. And you give it all. The compound interest on that doesn't add up the same way that it does if you just try to be a little bit better. Like, how many more ways can I say this? It would probably help if I prepared more for these. I'm gonna be straight up honest with you right now. When I record podcast episodes, I give myself a topic and then I free think on it. And part of that is because when I do prepare a lot for a podcast, and I've learned this over the, 2 months I've been recording, I trip myself up a lot because I try to follow my notes. I try to stay on topic. I'll pre-write things out and then I end up reading them and it sounds really off. And I learned that if I just go off the cuff, I might lose topic here and there, but I generally feel more at ease when I do it this way. So in this example of how could I be just a little bit better is for myself, maybe not having those hard notes, but having some bullet points of what I want to say. Taking the time to think about the subject on which I want to talk about the day before versus writing out a lengthy script of what it is, because that just doesn't work for me. And we all have different avenues of our life in which the way that one person does things doesn't work for us. And that's okay. It's one of the many reasons why I don't offer meal plans and why I think meal plans are garbage anyway, because that's telling you that if you eat in this strict way that you will get X result. It doesn't leave any wiggle room for life. It doesn't leave flexibility, right? You have to be flexible with things. Sometimes you have a grand plan for the day and then shit just doesn't happen that way. And you can spend the day beating yourself up about it, getting really upset that things didn't work out, or you can relinquish that control that you need to have, that control that makes you feel safe. And think, well, shit hit the fucking fan. So how can I detour this, make things work as best as possible, and still be just a little bit fucking better than I was yesterday? And maybe that little bit better is being flexible. We're so hard on ourselves. We're so hard on these rigid ideas that everything needs to go to plan, and if it doesn't, shit will hit the fan. But I have to ask you, the last time a day didn't go according to plan, did it suck? I'm sure it fucking sucked. I'm sure it was frustrating as hell. But did you die? Did you die? Or were you just a little disappointed? And at this point, I have gotten completely off tangent. Once again, maybe for me, that little bit better would be to write out a few bullet points. But hell, this is just who I am, and this is just what it's fucking like sometimes. So if you've listened to the past two episodes, because I unintentionally created a little bit of a series here on our bodies, on our fears, on what we're missing out on, and how instead of using that mentality, we can think of this mantra of just be a little bit better. Because if you go back to episode 16, I talked about what are you so afraid of, all right? What are your fears? How do they tie into your body? And then episode 17 was all about what are you missing out on because of all of those things? And so this is sort of the summary of those two, in that if we switch that mindset, if we get away from letting our fears dictate our life, if we start to give less fucks and we just focus instead on looking at what it is we are doing, what is the intent behind what we're doing, how could we just show up a little bit better than we did yesterday, and over time that will compound into greater returns. And a lot less misery overall. And honestly, that's all I have for you today. So that's just something to think on. So a mantra you can take with you into your life as you embark on this endeavor from moving away from the diet culture side of health and fitness to really discovering what healthy is for you and working out and training with a purpose and allowing yourself to eat foods that both nourish and satisfy you, to laugh a little bit more, and to stop giving so many fucks. And with that, be sexy, make money. And if you want to get on the weekly newsletter, you can click the link in my bio on Instagram at FitShowGirl. And if you aren't following me there yet, you can do that too. Have a great fucking week.